Welcome to the High Performer Podcast, where we help you live deeper, perform better, and work smarter so you can experience wild success without compromising your quality of life in the process. I'm your host, Taylor Thompson. I'm a speaker, author, and high performance business strategist ready to help you make the most of your one life. Ready? Let's dive in. Hey, hey, welcome back. This is a juicy episode because I'm giving you numbers, okay? I myself love some numbers, whether it's money or time, phone numbers, whatever. I love me some numbers. So we are diving into that today. But first, I wanted to make sure that you know the doors to personal brand mastery are open right now. And actually, we have founder pricing is available until April 19th. So if you join before April 19th, you will lock in the founder pricing for as long as you are a member, which right now is $197 a month with a 12-month commitment in the program. On April 19th, the price goes up to $297 a month. Okay. So that means if you join by April 19th, you will save $1,200 a year or $100 a month, not or, and $1,200 a year and $100 a month is what you will save by joining by April 19th. Okay. So if you don't know what Personal Brand Mastery is, it's my signature program. It is basically a multimodal, like membership meets mastermind type of program that helps you start, scale, and master your personal brand business so you can make an income and an impact by simply being you. So it is the only online program right now for content creators, entrepreneurs, influencers, founders, industry experts, and thought leaders to monetize what's in their head and in their heart that they can scale their impact and create true entrepreneurship freedom. This is a program that is going to teach you how to monetize your life, passion, expertise, knowledge, and experience through things like podcasting, speaking, social media content, email, brand partnerships, sponsorships, affiliates, books, consulting, digital courses, events, workshops, digital products, memberships, and physical products, whether that's dropshipped or manufactured. So those are some of the major ways that current personal brand clients and members monetize their life, passions, experience, knowledge, expertise. And we put this all together in a program, one program for you. So be sure to apply. The link is below in the show notes to get more information about Personal Brand Mastery. And also the application link is there if you're ready to just apply. I know if you have been on the podcast, you've heard me talk about this as well. And I'm super excited that it is open. I'm super sad that we are increasing the price on April 19th, but this program is growing in both members and this, like the stuff that we're putting into it. So this summer, we're going through a really cool upgrade of curriculum, even more like swipe files, templates, graphics, like all of this stuff. We're even going to be, oh my gosh, this is the first time that I'm saying this. So it's a surprise if you're a Personal Brand Mastery member already, like this is a surprise, but we are even diving into posting contact links for speaking events, for guest podcasting, for media pitching, things like that. Like we are putting all of that stuff together so that you can see a lot of success if you're wanting to get paid speaking engagements, if you're wanting to get featured on more podcasts, brand partnerships, like things like that. We're going through doing the deep dive on the Googles and finding the information, the exact information that you need. We're also going to be doing content drops regularly. So depending on your personal brand type, we are going to be giving you new, fresh content ideas that are working right now in the space and that you can basically kind of copy and paste and insert your own little magic into it, which is cool. Okay, so all the links for that are below in the show notes and away we go. So I am super excited to see you in the program. I hope that you apply. We would love to have you. And today, finally, the juice. Okay. I am always getting asked about numbers for personal branding. So we're doing two things. In today's podcast episode, I'm giving you straight up examples of how to make more than $10,000 a month from your personal brand and work less than 20 hours a week. And next week's podcast episode, I'm giving you a full behind the scenes of my personal brand. So while I cannot share exact numbers for how I'm monetizing my personal brand, I will give you figure numbers. Okay. So I will say $0 to $1,000, or four figures of this revenue source, or five figures of this revenue source, things like that. But I'm super excited to break that down because I'm always getting asked personally what I'm doing. So I'm excited to share that. All right. So here is how you're going to create 10K months and work less than 20 hours a week in your personal brand. So first, you have to determine your personal brand type, right? So I talked about this in the last episode, and you've probably heard me talk about it before, but there are different types of personal brands, right? Personal brands are not all created equal. So it's really important to determine what that really looks like for you. So this is either community leader, maybe creator influencer, industry expert, founder, thought leader, things like that. Those are some of the main ones that I talk about. But figuring that out, that's really going to help you with how to monetize and how to market. Second step is to determine what monetization strategies are best for you. Okay. So like I said, that personal brand type is really going to help see what makes the most sense for you to monetize your personal brand. Number three is to work the numbers to see, number one, how to price each income source, how many you need to sell or fulfill each month to hit 10K, right? So those two things. So once you know your personal brand type, you know how you're monetizing it, then working those numbers to see how to price it and how many you need to sell each month to hit that 10K mark. Number four and last step, I know these are oversimplified steps, but it really is this simple, okay? Is to double check your timing to make sure you're not working too much. Because a lot of times what I see is entrepreneurs and personal brands put together, here's how I'm going to make money. And I see two different things happen. Okay. I see people try to do way too many things to make $10,000 a month. They are trying to have 10 revenue streams to hit $10,000 a month. And then they are working 40 plus hours a week to make that happen. Okay. So I don't want that to be you, right? We can keep it simple and hit 10K months. And then the other thing that I see happen is a lot of people thinking, well, I want to hit 30K months. 10K is not enough. I want to do 30, which is totally cool. If you want to do 30, you do you. Love that for you. But same thing applies. They're like, okay, this is my plan to hit 30K months. And then they dive into the numbers. They get super burnt out. And they realize, wow, I have to work 60-hour weeks to hit my 30K months, which you can hit 30K months with less time. But I'm just telling you, I see this happen a lot when people try to DIY things. They hit burnout really fast, which is another reason that I created Personal Brand Mastery. Because while I do take on one-on-one clients for personal brand strategy, and that is available if you want to reach out to us, it is definitely an investment. But I will be right there alongside of you, helping you with this process. But also, Personal Brand Mastery is a much more budget-friendly option for that personal brand strategy. And on our group calls or in the online community, you can be asking questions about what this looks like for you. And I'll totally be helping you through that. Okay. So I wanted to give you a few examples of very specific examples of what this could look like for different personal brand types. So I did an example for each of the major personal brand types. And I want you to know that this is basically, if you're a solopreneur, this is kind of what it looks like, right? If you have a VA, if you have an executive assistant, if you have a content creator, if you have a podcast producer or whatever, if you have somebody working for you, then your time in your business is going to be less than what I'm going to describe in this episode. So I'm doing this as if you were a solopreneur, which I know is about half and half, right? Half of the people that come to me are solopreneurs. The other half have a team or are onboarding a team. But so this is all the numbers if you're a solopreneur. Okay. So let's start out with the creator influencer personal brand. Okay. So And again, this is just one way to monetize and hit 10K months with a creator influencer. It might look different to you, right? There's so many different ways to monetize each of these. I just pulled examples, and usually what I see be the most common or the most popular for each personal brand type. So this does not have to be you. It's just an example. Okay. Creator, influencer, personal brand type. So four main ways that you could monetize this. One, through affiliates, right? So if on average you make $30 commission on an affiliate product, let's say you sell 100 of those in a month, that's $3,000 a month from affiliates. You also do brand partnerships that you charge $2,000 for a brand partnership. You do two of those a month, that's $4,000 a month. You also have a podcast and you have podcast sponsors, which is $500 for a spot. You sell four of them a month, that's $2,000 a month of podcast sponsorships. And number four, ad revenue. So this could be ad revenue from a YouTube channel or a blog, but let's say it's you earn $10 per click per like 1,000 impressions. Okay. So if you had 100,000 views on YouTube channel or blog at $10, that's $1,000 a month in monthly ad revenue. Okay. So that is four main ways to make money. I didn't say main. This is just this example. Four ways: affiliates, brand partnerships, podcast sponsorships, and ad revenue. That totals up to be $11,000 a month in revenue and 16 hours a week for maintenance. That's 2 hours a week for business admin. I kind of have that through each of these examples, about 2 hours a week of business admin, like answering and responding to emails, bookkeeping, things like that. Okay. 2 hours a week for business admin, 3 hours a week for audience engagement, 2 hours a week for podcast prep, recording, editing, uploading, 3 hours a week for either creating a YouTube video or three blog posts, 1 hour a week to send two emails to your list, 3 hours a week to create Instagram content, 2 hours a week for brand partnership pitching and management. So that creator, influencer, personal brand example, $11,000 a month in revenue, 16-hour work weeks for maintenance, right? If you want to grow beyond that, of course, it'll take a little bit of additional work. $11,000 a month, 16 hours a week of maintenance. Next personal brand type is industry expert personal brand. So this could look like doing in-person or virtual workshops, charging $175, getting 15 people in each workshop. So one workshop would be $2,625 a month. And if you did two workshops a month, that's $5,250 a month from workshops. From there, you could upsell into your digital course, your book, and or coaching. And if you create content, you can upsell into these next three things as well. So you have these workshops, you do two of them a month, $5,250. You have a digital course that's priced at $197. 20 people purchase it a month, which is $3,940 a month. And then you add an upsell on that checkout that's $47 upsell to some sort of mini product or resource. Let's say you have half of the people purchase that, which is 10. That's an additional $470 a month in profit stacking from your digital course, which turns out to be $4,410 a month from your digital course and your upsell. You also have a book, which let's say you make $5 per book. You sell 50 of them. That's $250 a month. And then you also have coaching or consulting or some sort of strategy that you take on some clients. You charge $1,000 a month for that, and you take on three clients at a time, which is $3,000 a month. So from two workshops a month, selling digital course, selling your books, having three clients, that's $12,910 a month, 18 hours a week of maintenance work. So that looks like 2 hours a week of business admin, 4 hours a week of workshop prep or facilitation, 2 hours a week of workshop pitching and management with workshop hosts, 6 hours a week of coaching or consulting with three clients, 3 hours a week of social media content and online networking via LinkedIn or something else, 1 hour a week, sending one email to your list. So industry expert personal brand, $12,910 a month, 18 hours a week maintenance, 18 hour work weeks. Okay. Number three is the founder personal brand. So this can look like speaking, getting paid $5,000 for a speaking engagement, doing two of those a month, which is $10,000 a month. You could stop there. But as a founder, you have an existing brand or business. So when you're out speaking and maybe creating content on Instagram, you're also bringing in additional sales into your existing business. Let's say you have a product-based business. The average order value is $120. You get 40 new customers into your existing business because you have a personal brand, because you're out speaking and creating content. 40 new customers, which is an additional $4,800 a month of revenue to your existing business. Plus, a lot of those customers will probably return, right? So it's way more than $4,800 a month for the lifetime value of that customer you're bringing in. So for a founder personal brand, this could look like $14,800 a month and 10 hours a week of maintenance. So maybe 1 hour a week of business admin, 3 hours a week of speaking prep, 2 hours a week of speaking, pitching, and management, 1 hour a week sending an email to your list, 3 hours a week of Instagram content and managing DMs. So for a founder personal brand, $14,800 a month, 10-hour work weeks. All right, we've got two more. Community leader. This can look like having an entry-level membership that's priced at $97 a month. You have 50 members, which is $4,850 a month. You also have a high-end evergreen mastermind, which is $1,200 a month that you have 8 people in, which is $9,600 a month. You also do physical product affiliates. So let's say on average, you make $30 commission across the different affiliates that you promote. You make 50 sales, which is $1,500 a month in physical product affiliates. And then also you do service digital product affiliate partnerships. So this could look like if there's a course or a program that you absolutely love and you think a lot of your community should join that course or program, you could partner with the owner of that course or program and say, hey, I would love to co-host a training on the importance of XYZ, which is the topic of the course or program. Let's host a training together. And I would, you know, do this for free for my community in exchange for a percentage of commission off of the sales, right? So let's say you make $150 of commission if people join this course or program. You have 15 people a month join it, which is $2,250 a month. So this totals out to be $18,200 a month from an entry-level membership, high-end evergreen mastermind, physical product affiliates, and then also affiliate partnerships with other people in the space. Also, this can look like 15 hours a week of work. So 2 hours a week of business admin, 3 hours a week of Instagram, 2 hours a week of Instagram community engagement, so just straight engagement with your community, 3 hours a week of membership engagement and call facilitation, 2 hours a week of mastermind engagement and call facilitation, 1 hour a week sending two emails to your list, and 2 hours a week of affiliate partnership prep and promo, right? Community leader, $18,200 a month, 15-hour work weeks. And then lastly is the thought leader personal brand. So this could look like speaking at $3,000 per speaking engagement, and you do 4 a month, which is $12,000 a month. You also sell a book, which you make $5 on, and you sell 200 a month. So that's $1,000 a month in book sales. And you also have an email newsletter, which you sell sponsorship spots to, which is $1,000 a month. And you have 2 sponsorships there, which is $2,000 a month, which brings your total to $15,000 a month in revenue as a thought leader personal brand with 14-hour work weeks. So this could look like 2 hours a week of business admin, 2 hours a week of speaking prep, 2 hours a week of speaking, pitching, and management, 5 hours a week of content and online networking, maybe Instagram, blog, YouTube, LinkedIn, something like that. 1 hour a week, you send an email to your list. 2 hours a week, you do newsletter sponsorship pitching and management, which totals again to $15,000 a month in revenue and 14-hour work weeks as a thought leader personal brand. The numbers. Oh my goodness, the numbers. Okay. So of course, re-listen back to this, rewind to your specific personal brand type to get some inspiration on what this could look like for you. If you want to work less than 10 hours a week, you absolutely can. I've had some personal brand clients that are like, hey, I'm just looking to make $3,000 a month. I want to work less than 5 hours a week to get that. What do I do? And we figure it out. I have some people who want those $30,000 months and they're like, I will not work more than 30 hours a week to do it. And we finagle things. We get into the numbers. We do all of the things and we figure it out. There is always a way. Okay. So, and of course, while I said, yes, this is if you're a solopreneur, also know that it does take a little bit of time to get each of these things set up. So creator influencer, right? It takes a little bit of time to get your media kit together for brand partnerships, takes a little bit of time to get set up with affiliate products that you want to promote. It takes time to get your podcast launched. It takes time to create that content for a while till you get to the point where you're making that ad revenue. Same thing with speaking, workshops. Of course, you got to put that content together, right? So some of these things have a lot more work on the front end, but once you have them up and going, it's so very little to maintain them, right? Okay. So this was super fun. If you have questions about these numbers or anything like that, what it could look like for you, please feel free to reach out to me, re-listen back to this episode if you want to dive into those numbers again. But lastly, what I want you to know, all of these ways to monetize your personal brand come from what's already in your head and your heart. You do not need additional schooling or certifications to do any of this. It's monetizing what you have already in your head and in your heart, right? You have a unique set of skills, knowledge, expertise, and experience to offer the world. And it's time that you monetize that, right? So that is what personal brand mastery is all about. So I would love if you would apply to the program. If you loved all of this, if you're like, yes, I want to make this a reality, apply for the program. Be sure to join by April 19th. Then you will lock in founder pricing for as long as you're an active member in the program. Okay. I will see you inside personal brand mastery. And on next week's podcast episode, I'm diving into the behind the scenes of my personal brand, how I monetize and market it. See you then. Thank you so much for joining us this week on another High Performer episode. Podcasts are so freaking amazing, but one of the things I dislike about podcasts is that it's kind of a one-way street, and I want to connect with you. I would love it so much if you would send me a DM on Instagram at @KayTaylorThompson telling me what you loved about today's episode. Thank you again for joining me, and I can't wait for you to catch next week's episode.